This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Here we are, then. It's a Thursday. This is the one I've been dreading, looking forward to all week. I'm only joking. We have in the studio, we have a group of youngsters from Arts Blast Medina College doing the 4Ps course, and they have picked today's subjects, as they did yesterday and the day before that as well. But today's two is... just tell us about the first one, Thomas. What's the first topic we're going to be chatting about? That's you. You're Thomas, yeah. Granddad.
The first one's how long should children and teenagers have on technology?
Okay. How long should they have? Don't know. You shaking your head and it doesn't work on radio. Mm. All right. And just outline subject number two, Kaya.
How much homework should we get?
What do you want to do first? Do you want to do homework first or technology?
Technology first.
Deal with the technology. Okay, just outline it then. Technology, what are we talking about? How much technology we should have, how long we should be able to use it for, and so on. Just get a little bit closer to that microphone there, Jess. We're going to, aka Gary. Everyone's got nicknames. Jess is Gary. Just tell us why.
Because it's like my surname.
Garrett, is it Garrett?
Yeah.
So we call you Gary. Because Tristan and I have both seen that episode of Only Fools and Horses where the guy gets mistaken for Gary.
Curry.
Curry. And IKEA is, because I messed up Kaya a few times. We thought, oh, IKEA do. And Granddad, because Tom is like, you can't see him, listener, but he is like a little old man. You are, aren't you? Yeah. But lovable with it. Now, technology. So this is limitations on technology, how much you can use it, and so on. Tristan, you were telling me a story that you're restricted from using technology 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Is that it? Yes?
Yeah.
Go on, outline the restrictions.
I won't be on it all night.
You won't be on it all night.
Yeah, so I have it taken away.
You have it taken away, and but you're happy with that because you respect it. Okay, so what is, when it comes down to it? So we know TV is that classed as technology?
I think it is, yeah.
So just a quick question: your technology is taken away from you. And I'm not questioning what people do because I think it's probably a good thing. You know, I think we could all do with it, but we all need to understand the rules. You know, technology is taken away because of what? Does that mean? Does that mean the people want you to communicate more with family members, or is it a case of just taking it off you because you need to go to bed? And you don't go to, if you go to bed with your technology, you're never going to go to sleep. What's the reasons?
The second one, I'll be on
it
all night, and
you'll be on it all night. That's the reason why. So it's a good thing taking it away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you, Jess? Technology taken away from you at all?
No, it's not taken away from me unless it's a punishment.
Right, a punishment. So you've got your phone all hours?
Yeah.
And do you have tablets as well?
A laptop.
You have a laptop. Are you allowed access to that anytime you want?
Yeah, there's no restrictions.
Okay, we should point out that Jess is older than the... you're not the oldest one here, are you? Tufty Tristan is the oldest one here. So your parents are a little bit more lapse.
Yeah, they are.
They trust you.
Yeah.
And so you're, now come on, be honest. Are you on your phone all night? Does it stop you from sleeping?
Most of the time.
So someone else somewhere, I guess, there's another little teenager somewhere that is, you know, up all night and got the technology. How do you feel about that, Tristan? Is that fair, do you think?
I think, I guess so. It's like up to the parents what they decide to do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, but obviously two totally different things there, and I would worry if that you're on your phone all night, texting whoever, and you're thinking, shouldn't you be asleep now? Because otherwise you're going to be tired tomorrow and not going to be able to function at school properly. What do you think, Kaya?
I mean, yeah.
I know she sat next to you, so she might clump you if she don't like the answer. But I'm hoping that's not the case.
Well, I think that I don't agree that you should have it all night and be on it, because then otherwise you might be tired in the morning and you might not be achieving as much as you can in classes, and you might not be paying attention. So
okay, so is your, you got a mobile phone?
Yeah.
Tablet?
Yeah, but I don't use it.
You don't use it. Laptop?
Yeah.
You got a laptop, and is that taken away from you? Have you got that during the course of the night? Can you use your phone?
Well, I have my phone until 10. Then I have to put it on charge, and I don't go on it for the rest of the night. And then,
well, you leave it on charge overnight.
Yeah.
Wow, that's like, isn't that dangerous? Leaving things on charge overnight.
I don't know.
Oh, I'd look into that if I were you. I would, because some of these things, if you leave them on and they've gone past the charge thing, one, you damage the battery, and two, surely it's a fire hazard.
I don't know.
I'd look into it. Seriously, look into it. Have a little look, do some research. What do you think, Thomas? Do you have a mobile phone? Yes, you do,
yeah.
Don't you? You're so noisy over there with your banging and stuff. Ain't you? One little fella making all that racket. Now, have you got a mobile phone?
Yeah.
And are you allowed to have this mobile phone in your? Because you live in like a little cupboard, don't you? Your mum puts you in a little cupboard with no windows, and you're allowed your mobile phone in there at night, just in case you have to phone. Help! Help! Let me out! Are you allowed your phone?
Not after like 9:30.
9:30. Yeah. So what happens? Does your mum come and take it away?
Well, she set up a thing on an app where it, like, it's got, like, bedtimes, like, it'll, like, almost turn off.
Right.
It's like, I can't do anything without a certain code.
Okay. So, she don't trust you much. What happens if you need to make a phone call urgently? Can you still do that?
There's
an
emergency call.
There's an emergency call, right, okay. Okay, which is good. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's quite a fair thing, actually. And at what point will she trust you with it, so, you know, knowing full well that you'll go to bed and not mess around on your phone? Probably when you're a lot older. Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think? Okay, so we're talking technology and how long you should have it. What is classed as technology? Mobile phones, definitely.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Mobile phones, definitely. Tablets, laptops. How often? Now, come on, be honest. How often do you go on your phone and use technology after you are thought to be in bed? Your parents think you're in bed. Come on, be honest. Do you do it? Do you flout the law, or do you stick to it? Thomas, answer me.
No, I can't.
You can't?
I can't.
You don't know the code?
No.
Have you ever thought about finding out sneakily?
No.
Because if you like polish the phone before your mum does it, and then when she does the code putting in, then you could look at where the marks are or the smudges are on the thing. That's a bit sneaky. But you don't even try.
No, it's on her phone.
Okay. And Tristan, do you find it? You know, do you flout the law? Do you try and find your phone and or whatever and
I know
have a look
where
at
my
it?
Phone is, but I take it downstairs and it charges, like...
And you leave yours on charge overnight as well?
Yeah.
Look into it. It's a fire hazard. I'm sure of it. Honestly, I'm not joking. Have
my
a little look into
always
it.
Proper dead.
Okay, but you don't get yours taken away, but do you ever think, okay, I'm going to go... You are, aren't you? You're on your phone when you shouldn't be.
No, I've only done it once or twice.
Oh, once or twice. A likely story. At least Jess is honest about it. Hey, I go on it any time I like, and that's that. Whereas you're saying that, you know, you don't go on it, but you do.
I can't really get away with it, because, like, if I'm on social media, you can see when you've been active, so...
I blocked my mum.
She blocked your mum?
Jess blocked her mum, so...
That's genius. That's genius. And because mum has now been blocked... What does... which one's mum was threatening to phone in anyway today? Was that yours? Right. Just, you know... So you blocked your mum. That's a difficult conversation you were having at breakfast, isn't it? So what did your mum say when you found out you blocked her?
She didn't find out.
She didn't find out?
She
just doesn't know.
Nor does my dad or any of her friends, really.
Well, you blocked your dad as well.
Blocked most of my family.
If they listen to this, they're going to...
I don't think you can have many friends now in your family.
Wow. This is a difficult conversation when you go home later on.
She looks at her phone, her phone's exploding. What?
Right, so I'm shocked a little bit, but anyway, there is a link between the two here because we say talking about homework.
Oh no, it's a call.
Oh, the phone rings.
Oh no!
Oh no!
I hope this is a member of your. I hope this is a member of your family. Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate.
Ah, it's not. It's Keith. Hello, Keith. How you doing?
It's not who. Who was you expecting it to be?
Well, do you know? There's a young lady in the studio who uses her phone at night, and I think the reason why she wants to use her phone at night. Well, she does anyway, and people will see, like parents, whether she's on her phone or not by looking at her Facebook page. So what she's done is she's blocked her mum and dad so they can't find out stuff on her Facebook page. And that means
How
that she...
How old is she?
14.
Yeah, she's just allowed to have one at 14.
Yeah.
She's allowed to go on her Facebook. Did you see that programme the other night?
No, what programme was that?
About Facebook.
No, I didn't see it. Anybody else see it here?
It was about what they block and what they remove and what can stay on there.
Right, okay.
And it's, if it's, in my opinion, in my honest opinion, mate, if it's making money for Facebook, it stays up there, whatever it is.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, it is. They admit it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's
they admit it. No, it's okay to leave your phone on charge.
Is it?
Yeah, these smartphones have got a thing that when it gets fully charged, the phone is intelligent enough to say, well, I don't want any more charge.
Ah, but that could be different phones, because they've all got different mechanisms inside. And how would we tell?
No, just all smartphones, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's because what we don't want to do, don't take this the wrong way, what we don't want to do is give out false information.
Oh, no, I understand
because
that, mate.
It's dangerous.
I just checked myself, because I'd heard it before saying that
I'm not
all leave on overnight.
I'm not an electrician. But I just think when we plug our phones in and we leave them on overnight, if that phone is warm the next day, surely there's some kind of charge going into it, and that could be dangerous?
No, it stops charging, mate. When it gets to its capacity, it stops charging.
How come the cables are still hot, then?
I don't know, mate. I honestly don't know. But they also say don't put it under your pillow and this, that and the other, because that can overheat it and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But the other thing about it, if you do leave it on charge for long periods of time, it does reduce the life of your battery.
Right, there you go. There's another reason not to leave it on overnight.
I think, to be honest with you, the thing that we ought to worry about, really, about whether people are on their phones in the middle of the night, are these blinking Siri and these Amazon things that you talk to.
Yeah.
No, seriously, mate, because they're on all the time.
Hang on, there's a bit of pointing going on in the studio.
Is there really?
Yeah,
have
there
you
is.
Got one, have they?
There is. Have you got one, Jess?
Your dad.
Have you got one?
Got one.
Are you not listening?
Well, no, I am.
Are you
I've
not
got
listening?
An Alexa, but...
You got an Alexa?
Harley Davidson.
Yeah, have you got an Alexa?
Well, yeah, but I don't talk to her.
Your dad does.
Well, you don't have to.
What was the joking and the point then about it?
Tristan was trying to accuse me of using Alexa after a
No.
Something's going on, Keith. I tell you. Someone's telling.
Yeah, sounds dodgy. Has she laughed at you yet in the middle of the night?
Alexa?
Oh my
Alexa,
God, that's a bit creepy.
That's creepy.
No, we've got...
It does. There's been reports of it laughs at, because no matter... I've been reading reports about these things, and honestly, they say the best thing to do when you're not using it is turn it off.
Really?
Because that is still listening to all your conversation.
I've heard...
I know there's a trigger word, like you say, Alexa, but that's to make it pay more attention to you. But it is actually online, what you're saying is being listened to.
Do you know what's really funny now?
Big Brother is watching you.
All the Alexas, we've got Alexas that are listening to this broadcast now, all their Alexas have gone, sorry, I don't understand. What
are you watching? Yeah, because I've just triggered it. Alexa, what time's the next movie in town? You know, it picks up anything like that. It could be anybody's voice, like you say, any pitch, any tone. If that word, trigger word is announced or spoken, it will pick up on... listen to you.
I've heard a number of things, what you've just said there about things that get said and done in the night and making noises and things like that. And it does beg the question, if that was the case, why would you have one?
Exactly. I haven't got one, mate.
No.
If I did, I'd turn it off. When I went to bed, that would be it. It'd be turned off.
Yeah, it does bother me that you mentioned little brother, big brother, whatever. It does bother me that they, you know, they will hear everything.
excuse me, the forces have been using software for decades that can turn your speakers on your loudspeaker, on your monitor, on your computer, into microphones so they can hear what you're doing. They can also reverse your camera so they can watch you.
Do you know what? What would be really, really good, if I could say to Alexa, when my wife says, you said you were going to be home at 5:30, and I said, no, I said I was going to be home at, 5:00.
Yeah.
Where's my tea? And, you know, and it would be great if you'd be able to say then, Alexa, what time did I say? Do you remember that conversation we had the other day, Alexa? What time did I actually say?
Call it back up.
Yeah.
I dare say, mate, somewhere, it's in the ether somewhere, and somebody can find it. It's like mobile phones, mate. They can look back over your history on your mobile phone and pick up conversations that you've had.
I'm just getting a message from Lardy. Okay.
Yeah.
Lardy from Squire's Barbershop in Newport. And he's saying that my Alexa hasn't been tripped yet. Or hasn't been,
his personal one.
Yeah.
Ask him if he's heard the maniacal laugh in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
creepy laugh.
Well, that would be even more spooky because...
It does.
His Alexa's in his shop, and I'm guessing he's not there. So that would be funny. Someone breaks in.
There's also certain things that you shouldn't say to Siri, like Siri, 81, or something like that. I don't think that's the right number, but say Siri, 81.
Right.
And what it does, it dials this number for you, and it's the emergency services in Pakistan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because I did it and logged off quick. I thought, bloody hell, you know, excuse my French.
Hey, Siri. Flying.
Yeah, hey, Siri.
81. I'm not sure I understand. That's good. I'm glad.
You know what it said? Yeah. It might be the wrong number, mate. I know it's 80-something.
Yeah.
And it puts you through to the emergency services in Pakistan.
What I want to know is...
It's collapsed, mate. It's all going to implode, this internet business.
Well, at some point, it's got to go to a level that is going to be really scary.
It's pear-shaped, mate. We're all pear-shaped.
How is that? Is there a record of, if things are said during the night by Alexa... Or what's the other? Echo or Alexa?
Yeah, Siri, is there
a recording of it?
There's got to be somewhere online you can access it. Obviously you can access it, yeah.
Yeah.
There's got to be a software program that you can access what's been said. Or what.
Have you got one? You say you got one or not?
No, I wouldn't have one. I wouldn't touch with a barge pole, mate.
Well, see, I've got
Siri on my phone and that's bad enough.
Yeah, every now and again, all Siri starts talking to you. And you think, hang on a minute, I didn't start this conversation. What do you want? And yes, now and again, Alexa or Echo, we've got two. Keith, I've got to be honest with you. You've got one upstairs, one downstairs.
I expect you use one a lot for business, mate.
No, I don't. To be honest, I got it because I'm like I love the technology, and then I thought, do you know what? I don't really need it. Every now and again, you say, Alexa, is it going to rain today? And it will tell you. Which is great.
Oh, there's a certain radio station that say they're the biggest on the South Coast at the moment. If you say Alexa and their name, it takes you straight to their station.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah.
Vectis Radio 104.6?
That's the one, yeah. You're close, yeah. Just across the water from you, mate.
Yeah. All right, brilliant. Thanks,
okay, mate. Well,
thanks,
you have a good
weekend. And you.
And your youngsters you got in there have a... Well, you ain't going to spend much of a 6-week holiday, are you? Because you'll be doing your own work, but... Which is all wrong, in my opinion.
No, I think you're right.
You know, if you bring work from home to do at home, then you should get paid for it. You're doing a job.
See, he thinks exactly the same way as I do. There shouldn't... It's overtime, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is, mate.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's overtime, and not only that, it just alleviates the teachers at school, doesn't it? Gives them a bit less to do.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Thanks for that, Keith.
All right, mate, all the best.
Cheers now.
Look
cheers,
out,
bye. And you, cheers, bye. Okay, so technology, do you have... Because we're going to talk about punishment in a minute, because there is a link here with homework as well. You're half clumsy over there, aren't you? Hey, honestly, you're a little fidget, aren't you? You really are. Nate, now I'm just going to put that microphone back so you can talk into it properly, all right? Thomas? Okay. Now, homework and punishment goes hand in hand, but we're still on technology. But there is a link, and there is also a link with technology and homework, because believe it or not, and I didn't know this, there is actually a homework app that all of you guys use.
Yeah.
So there is a way out of, sorry, we need the technology because otherwise I can't access my homework. Just talk us through this app, Thomas. You were telling me about this earlier on.
Well, it's like an app, and it comes up with a list of all your homeworks, and you tick them off there, and you can go into them and see what the teacher says you have to do.
Right. So Your homework is set and it's put on an app.
Yeah.
Does everybody... Is that the way everybody works now? Just say, what happens if you haven't got a mobile phone?
You do it online, because it's...
What happens if you ain't got internet? My point to all of this... I'll come to you in a moment, Kai. My point to all of this is, if we're going to stop people from using technology, but then do everything with technology, at some point we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot. Now, I've just asked a basic question. I don't expect you to have the answer, but just say, for instance, there are people out there that don't have internet. There are people out there that we grew up with that didn't have TVs. So we've got to respect the fact that they might not even have internet either. So if you haven't got internet, and so you can't access it by computer, and you don't have a mobile phone, which there are people that don't have, how are they supposed to access their homework then?
Well, like, you can go into school and you can ask the teacher and they'll print out like a sheet or the like what you have to do for you, so you can have it on paper.
Okay. Oh, yes. So technology is really moving on, and just to make the point again is that, you know, you've got this thing where you want to, you know, restrict technology, but most of the stuff that we do is technology based. So it seems like we're shooting ourselves in the foot. What would you think, Kaya?
Well, I've got friends who have no Wi-Fi or internet at home, and the teachers are actually pretty good about it. Like Thomas said, they'll like let you use the computers and print it off, like if it's in sheets. So overall, the school, they handle it quite well if you don't have access to the internet.
Right. So is it this app that you get, which is fascinating, I'm guessing you all have your own login details. You can't look at other people's homework or anything like that?
No, so everyone has separate ones. And I think, like, once you... It's, like, a really confusing one when you first get it. And then when you're logged in, you can change it, I think.
Okay. Honestly, this is... I didn't know that until you mentioned it this morning, that you've got your own app. That is based at... Is this like a proper school app?
Yeah.
You didn't have to pay for it or anything like that, and it's all there and everything's different, right? You're whispering over there. What's going on? Just tell us what you're whispering about there. All right, okay. It's a caller. I can see that. All right. Do you want to come around here and sit this side?
No.
Can you see how difficult it is? Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi. It's Helen Apte from Medina College.
Oh, just the person we want to speak to.
All right, okay. Go on, then you go first.
Well, you said you were coming in to see us, but you haven't.
I know, and I
detention.
And what I was, because I've been running around trying to sort out students and God knows what, so I was ringing to say I am not going to get there before 1 o'clock and I don't want to be on air.
You're on air anyway, so sorry about that, because you're live on the Lunchtime Social Debate, and guess what we're talking about today?
What are you talking about today? You were talking about homework, weren't
you?
Yeah,
we're talking about homework and punishments.
Yeah, and also social media.
And social media as well, yeah. And how long you should be allowed to use technology for.
And what have you come up with? What's the ideal amount of time?
Well, these four are quite rebellious, so expect a mutiny when these kids get back
to
school. Yeah, definitely.
So they want to have phones out all the time, want to be able to contact their friends all the time, do they, etc.?
Yeah.
Whoa. I hope you're managing to sway the argument the other way.
There's four of them, there's only one of me, there's no chance. And do you know what? They've all deleted their apps, their homework apps as well.
Have they really?
They're taking it seriously.
That's very new.
No, they're basically, they're all kind of agreeing that, with the exception of one, which is always difficult. I'm not going to point out which one it is, but you know, they hand over their phones before they go to bed, and they think that's the right way forward.
Good. They don't feel there's any pressure then. The fact that actually they can be contacted all the time through social media, and that they never get a break from that. They don't feel under pressure about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, while you're on the phone, why don't you ask them? Kai's got an answer for you, I'm sure.
Okay, go on then, Kai, tell me. Do you feel that there's more pressure because you are contactable 24/7, so you never get that sense of not being able to be contacted?
You're really confused. What about, has anybody got an answer? She's quite scary, isn't she?
Because in the tutor, when I was doing tutoring, some of our tutors said, we asked them about what was their thing that they felt they didn't want anymore, and a lot of them said phones, and the reason why was they said because they never felt they had a break from them. They always felt they needed to be checking it. It was that sort of pressure all the time to make sure they were liked, to make sure that everyone was involving them in conversation, so they never felt there was a break away from that.
Do you know, all joking aside, I'm glad you came on, because you make a very, very valid point.
Hmm.
And they're all too scared to... Oh, Kaya's got... She's brave enough now. Go on.
Okay.
In a way, I think they're sort of quite... mobile phones are quite addictive, so yeah. I feel like people... I'm trying to sound not too much of a hypocrite here.
She sleeps with her mobile phone, that's what she's...
Oh, my life!
Yeah.
I mean, I think people... They're so addictive that when they try to put them down, then they think, oh, but what if such and such texts me or leaves me out or something goes wrong? And then it's like, yeah.
But which is exactly my point, that you always feel as if you have to know what's happening. Whereas before, when students didn't have mobile phones, they went away from school and, okay, they'd play with their friends at their locality or they'd meet up with their friends, but they didn't have that sort of need to be always in contact with everybody. So they had a bit of a breather, a bit of downtime away from that. And interestingly, primary school, there was a primary school, they did a survey of their students and they said, what was the one thing that they wished had never been invented? And the highest thing was mobile phones. And the reason they said it was because they felt their parents were using their mobile phones instead of speaking to them.
See, that's a
so
good
when
point.
They were out, and this is primary school children that felt they missed out because their parents were more interested in their phones than they were in them. That's very sad.
They're left speechless here. If you could see their little faces. Yeah, Jess, if you must have something. You must have an answer to that, wouldn't you? There's no answer, is there? She's right.
The primary school, they probably felt the parents used their phones too much because they didn't have phones themselves.
Oh, but when you walk along and you watch children going to school and you watch their parents taking children to school, how many parents do you see holding onto the pram and also scrolling down and on Facebook and everything else? So in terms of levels of communication between parents and children, what happens then? Because there is none, is there? Because the parents are too busy scrolling down, looking at their Facebook, looking at what their friend's saying, who's doing what, who's managed to go to McDonald's and have a burger this week. Whoopee!
See, I agree with you, and you've left them speechless. They have no comeback.
That's good. Yeah. It makes you think, doesn't it? There's always two sides, isn't there? And I think it's like anything, isn't it? With whether it's technology, whatever it is, there's always two sides to it. There's a good side, a fantastic side. If you look at Google and the amount of things that you can reference, the amount of things you can look at, fantastic. But there will always be that other flip side, one about social and about students with becoming more sort of having more mental health issues as a result of it, lack of socialisation. How many times do you go out to a restaurant and you see parents with their kids all on phones and not speaking?
Yeah.
But also there's that other side about finance and where people use sort of like internet deceitfully, don't they, in terms of extracting money from people. Scams, all that sort of thing. So whenever you get anything that you think, yeah, you've progressed because it's such a fantastic item, there's always going to be that downside, isn't there? And it's about balancing that out.
They're sat on the floor cross-legged now.
Are they?
Yeah, they think you're absolutely right. I don't think Tristan's got any... Have you got anything to say? You are sort of shaking your head there a little bit, nodding, but is that in agreement? Or, come on, what do you think? Is this young lady right or not? Come on, I want to hear it. Yes or no? Let's have some honesty. Yes or no? Is she right? Because I think she's spot on myself. But go on. What do you think? Shrug of the shoulders. Speechless. Got nothing to say. No comeback whatsoever.
Yeah. So I know I can't get down there between, what did you say, between 1 and 2 when you're on the air?
Yeah, well, we're on the air now.
Officially on the air?
Yeah, like live.
Oh, my life.
Yeah, on FM 104.6, beaming out across the Isle of Wight and online, just about anywhere. Your dulcet tones for the last 10 minutes have graced the airwaves.
And to mine, dulcet tones are not dulcet, are they, really?
No, they're fine. They're fine.
And so I was going to say that I would come and see that they finished there with you at 2:15.
About half past one.
Oh, half past one?
Yeah, they're having a late lunch today, and that's when they're having their lunch break, yeah.
Okay.
All right, then. But they'll be here till half past one.
Okay, I'm not going to get down there then, because I've got to sort things out. So I hope you have a fantastic rest of the day, and I hope the course, and I know the course will have been really interesting, and thank you so much for that opportunity. And who am I speaking to, please?
Ian. John. No, Ian Mack.
Okay, Ian. Well, I've tried to phone you on the phone. But I will be in touch with you next year, because I think we could be doing a lot of work with our students and with you, because obviously it's something that we could, I think, expand on.
So, be a pleasure. Be an absolute pleasure.
Great. That'd be brilliant.
Great
thank
to talk
you
to
so
you.
Much.
You're welcome.
All right, then.
Talk
take care.
Soon. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
That was... do we remember who that was?
Miss Abs.
That was Mrs. who?
Abs.
Mrs. Abs, right, okay. Naomi, is it?
Helen.
Helen Abs, right,
Helen
okay.
Helen Abs. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Cool, you're for it when you go back to school, aren't you? Anyway, look, we'll take a quick commercial break and then we're going to come back. We're going to go from technology to homework. And there is a kind of a connection, obviously, with the app. But we're going to start off with something you probably didn't know about homework when we come back in 2 ticks. This is FM 104.6. This is Vectis Radio. It's the lunchtime social debate.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. For the people, by the people.
Olive White Studio Glass at Arrowton Barnes, Craft Village, is one of the leading British glassmaking studios and has a reputation worldwide. The studio is open 7 days a week, and you can come and watch master glassmaker Timothy Harris create his amazing designs. A visit to Isle of Wight Studio Glass also offers an opportunity to purchase a piece of glass that you will treasure for always. You can also buy online at isleofwightstudioglass.co.uk or call us on 522-339.
Hey guys, it's Lucas, male solo artist on the Isle of Wight. Looking for 80s and 90s entertainment? Look no further. Lucas is an up-and-coming solo artist on the island and will surely make those occasions a little bit special. Pubs, bars, hotels, weddings and much more. If you want to book me, contact me on Facebook on my page, Lucas Male Solo Artist.
Or telephone 07599 175 891.
Thank you.
Hey, community Fun Day, brought to you by Ascensos, is taking place on Saturday the 28th of July between 12 and 4. Friends and neighbours will come together and celebrate with the A-Team. It's free entry and you'll find this magnificent event at Rangefinder House, Cowes. Put PO3011PF into your sat-nav. Lots of entertainment all afternoon. Bouncy castle, face painting, refreshments, sweet store, raffle prizes, beat the goalie, magician, live music, bake sale and so much more. If you would like more information, email marketing@ascensos.com or just turn up on the day, Saturday, the 28th of July at 12 o'clock.
ICEC in Freshwater, the catering equipment company. We service, repair, refurbish and sell catering equipment. We can also purchase equipment if required, whether it's part exchange or brand new. We also deliver. To find out how we can help with your catering equipment needs, call us on 01983 756 628 or check out our website www.icec1.co.uk.
For over 70 years, Wight Building Materials have been the leading supplier of construction and building materials on the Isle of Wight, offering ready-mix concrete, decorative aggregates, concrete blocks and so much more. They're right here on your doorstep, unless, of course, you haven't built it yet, in which case you need Wight Building Materials. For more information or if you have any questions regarding products and services, contact them on 01983 524 822 or check out the website whitebuildingmaterials.com. Wight Building Materials. Get your asphalt into gear and call them today.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the island's local station.
Okay, I've got some notes here and some questions to ask. We've already done restricted technology, and I think we're pretty much agreed on there should be some kind of restriction. But homework now is the topic.
And we did find out, I mean, I didn't know this either until we did some research, that Kaya's going to now tell us about how homework came about.
So homework was originally a punishment created in 1905 by Roberto Nevelis, an Italian teacher, and it was originally for weak and misbehaving students.
Right. So it was a punishment. Originally, yeah. It was a punishment. How do you feel now that this idea of homework was originally a punishment?
Well, I haven't done anything wrong, so...
Is that the consensus of everybody here? What do you think, Gary?
I think it's still... It's less of a punishment now. It's just a way for us to finish
But now you know. How do you feel? Now you know that it was based on a punishment. Do you think it's right or wrong?
It's wrong. We're being punished for people in 1905.
I think that as well. What about you, Tufty? Into the microphone.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, you're the big boss actor. Put yourself over there. Come on, microphone. What do you think?
I still see it as a punishment. Like, I don't see why we should do homework when school is for work and home is for, like...
You've been spending too much time with me, sadly. They're gonna throw the book at me because that's what I've been saying all along. But your mind now, it seems like your minds now have been changed by... You've done some research, you could call it homework, and found out that homework is based on something that is really bad, like a punishment. What do you think, Thomas?
Well, like, it kind of still is a punishment just for everybody, but they don't make it seem like it because they're giving it to everyone, not just like certain people.
So you're so intelligent, aren't you? You sure you're only 12?
Yeah.
That's why we call you granddad. Because you're like the, you know, the voice of, I was going to call you a voice of doom, the voice of wisdom, I think is the term. That's, I mean, you make a very valid point there as well. And not only that, why do we go to school? Why do we learn all these things? I'm guessing it's because we want to put you in the best position possible so that you can carry on your life and find yourself a nice little job and a career. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
What do you think, Jess? Do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah, I think we get given homework to help us. It's not meant to be considered punishment.
No, it's not meant to be. All joking aside, it's not meant to. And I say, all people want to do is just put, you know, get as much knowledge inside your head and show you the way forward so you can take it forward, take that knowledge, and hopefully do the best you can in life. Is that fair enough? So should we step in the way of progress? That being said, I also think that kids should be kids for as long as they possibly can. And let's look at the winter months when you get home from school. What time do you all get home from school? You all go to Medina. So do you all live in some of you live in Northwood, some of you live in Newport. Come on, who lives where? Where do you live?
I live on Staplers Road.
So you're fairly close, so it's like 5 minutes walk.
Yeah.
You know, you could do like half an hour's own work a day before it gets dark. And what about you, Jess?
I live in Sandown, so I usually get home around 5.
So you're penalised before you even start, so you've got to get on a bus. What time do you have to get up in the morning then?
10 to 6.
So 10 to 6? So, blimey. And what time do you get home?
About 5.
And you get home about 5. That is a really long day. So I'd be looking at you and thinking, with that day being so long, is it fair for you to do homework? But young lady there is like, well, hang on a minute, you only take 5 minutes to walk to school. You could do some. And what about you, Thomas? How long does it take you to get from Northwood? Does your mum make you walk?
I walk to, like, Curry's and then I get picked up.
Right, OK, so you do a bit of walking then?
Yeah.
OK, do you think you should be doing homework and do you fit it in all right? Is it a problem, really?
Yeah, it's not really a problem, because normally I can do it, like, after dinner or somewhere. I'll fit it in somewhere.
OK.
Like, even if it's, like, in the morning before school, or, like, the day I get it, I will fit it in somewhere.
On average a day, how many, Monday to Friday, do you have homework for the weekend?
Yeah.
See, that really grinds my gears a little bit, because weekends, I wouldn't expect to work weekend. If I work Monday to Friday, I wouldn't expect to work weekends. And I think that's perhaps too much. How many hours do you do homework-wise? Do you know? Have a rough idea? That's what I'm going to ask all of you now. So come on, what do you think, Thomas? Has he gone to sleep?
No.
Is he all right? He's gone into trance. Is he okay? Kaya?
Probably about maybe 1.5 hours to 2 hours.
It's not much, is it?
Not really.
You guys were really moaning about it was hours of this and hours of that, but if it's only 1.5 hours a week, that's not too bad. See, I was standing up for you. Maybe I shouldn't have. Hi, who's this?
Afternoon, geezer.
Afternoon, how are you?
All right. Look, your young fellows you got in there.
Oh, before right. I've got to ask you this, because you're an electrician. You'll know.
Yeah.
If you leave your phone on charge all night, is it a fire hazard?
Depends upon the charger. On the electronic ones, probably not. On the old-fashioned wound ones, where a big plug top could be.
Right.
It's always advisable not to leave things on overnight, but the trouble with a phone is you need it the following day. So, therefore, you're going to leave it on overnight. Most of the modern phones don't take so much current as the old ones used to use, but obviously bigger things like tablets will take a fair bit of current, so you just have to be aware.
Okay.
Don't leave it on a soft surface.
Right. Remember that? Don't leave on a soft surface. Okay. Good advice. Thank you, Arthur. You were going to make a point before I interrupted.
What I was going to say to them is, like, one of the bonuses, if there are any, getting old, is it gives you an enormous back catalogue of life and experiences to refer back to. So what you're learning now, it will stand you in good stead for the next 50, 60 years. So you need to be able to store that away in memory, out whenever you need it, and refer to it, and learn from it. Now, I was laughing like an absolute lunatic earlier on. My wife thought I'd gone crazy, said the same thing with me, didn't know what I was laughing at. I was laughing at you guys talking about having a thing sitting on the wall or on the desk or whatever, where you ask it a question and it replies. What on earth is the point of that? Now, one of them, you said, was called Siri.
Yeah.
Do you remember Benny Hill?
Yeah.
He used to do a sketch where he used to pull his eyes to one side, put his teeth out and talk in a Chinese pseudo accent.
Right.
And he used to call the bloke next to him, Mr. Pugh, "You Siri idiot."
Right.
So whenever I hear someone say Siri, I'm waiting for Iria to come afterwards.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And I think that possibly describes the thing itself.
Siri.
It's Siri.
Yeah.
Exactly that. So you can learn from it. In the future, you'll be thinking, why on earth were we standing there talking to a piece of tube on the side of the desk with a flashing light? What on earth is the point of that?
Yeah, I do wonder sometimes. I know I've got two of them, but I do. I mean, I've stopped talking to Siri and Alexa because they're not really that interesting. It was just a fad that I went through. And I do question it. Why is it there? I know if my wife's listening now, she won't be very happy because it was a Christmas present. But she did say to me the other day, you don't use it, so you can sell it if you want. I won't be upset, which I might do.
But you don't know what's on it.
No, that's true. We don't.
And how do you delete what's on it?
That's a worry, isn't it?
I mean, you know, again, going back to your lovely guests in there, can any of them honestly say they can find a need or requirement for your fridge or kettle to be linked to the internet?
Come on, let's ask them. Okay, that was the question. Yes or no?
I couldn't hear the question very well.
Well, ask him again. It's called communication. Say the word pardon.
Young people, can you see any need or requirement for your kettle and your fridge to be linked to the internet?
No.
There's a one no. There's a no. There's
no.
A...
I think people just like it because it seems more fancy than just turning it on. It probably takes more time, though.
So you've got a kettle, you fill it up with water, and you say, "Kettle, please turn on." Does that mean you've lost the use of your hands?
Yeah. I totally get what you're saying.
What about then?
You're lazy, aren't we?
If you're sitting there with no water in the kettle and someone on the television says, "Turn it on," you're getting almighty banged in the kitchen as the plug shoots out. You think, what on earth was that? Turn that kettle on. In days gone by, you would have blamed that on a poltergeist.
Yeah.
And I mean, imagine someone walking around past your fridge and saying, "Turn it off," and the fridge turns off. You know, unnecessary things. Totally and utterly unnecessary.
Yeah.
We need to get back to things that are simple, basic, and do the job they're designed to do. We don't need electronics in a fridge. We don't need electronics in a washing machine. And we don't need smart meters in houses either.
We don't need to be so lazy either, do we? Let's be honest.
Get off your backside, however old or young it might be, and go and turn the blinking switch on yourself.
Yeah, I keep saying that to the wife, but, you know, I say that, come on, let's not go down this road anymore. It's really ridiculous.
Let's go down one next. But you see, these young people, Ian, right, they are learning the basics of life at school, but they've actually learned absolutely diddly yet. You know, there's a whole big, wide, nasty world out there which they need to come to terms with. And they're not going to come to terms with it thinking that every time they put their finger out, something's going to happen.
Yeah, that's
true. You have to do it, and you have to make it happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen of its own, and nobody's going to walk up to you and fill your pockets with gold. You've got to go out, earn it, to be able to spend it. And if you don't earn it in the right way and the proper way, then you're never going to get on.
Yeah, the sad thing is, there's a lot of truth in what you're saying. I mean, did you hear that we were talking about there's a homework app?
Yeah.
And you
why?
Think,
why?
What? Yeah.
I mean, why would you be allowed to take books into an exam?
Because, that's another thing, and a calculator as well. But the only thing I can see is that we're living in a world of technology, and people have to, sadly, they have to get on board with it and learn it. But there is a fine line, and there are dangers too.
Yeah,
the danger is it takes over your life and our brains go to mush. And I mean, I bet you that you can remember telephone numbers because that's you were brought up on it. You know,
yeah, I can remember all my old telephone numbers where I've lived.
There you go. I struggle to remember my own now because my brain's gone to mush because it's all in the phone. I don't need to remember. It's all in there.
Can you remember the registration number on your first car?
Do you know what, the amount of times I get stopped by the police and they say, do you know your registration number? I ain't got a clue.
But right? it's a useful one to have as a password.
Right. Okay, I can't remember it. I can remember my stepdad's. He had I think it was 117-UOWH. I remember one of my first girlfriend's number was 2464. Obviously, it was Newport number, but I don't know who lives there now, but it'd be interesting. I'm tempted to ring that number. Just who's living there now, then? Because it was about 35 years ago that I used to phone this number. But those numbers...
You're after a divorce, are you? Well, you see, people think I'm odd because I know my national insurance number.
Yeah. I know mine.
It off the heart.
I know
when
mine.
When I quote it to people, they go, how on earth do you know that? And I said, well, how wouldn't you know it? It's something that you learn. I don't need to go and look it up. That's why I get the camel's hump with blinking passwords when they keep telling me my password isn't secure, so I have to put something else in as a password, and then I can't remember what the new password is.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I can remember the original one, but it won't let me have that.
Drives me crazy. The amount of times you have to email and say, you go on and log on and you say, I forgot my password, and they send you a message and say, here you go, you've got to redo it, and you think, oh, blimey, there's another one I'll forget.
So somebody nicks your gear, right? And you're a regular password changer like me because you can never remember the first one. They put it in and it goes, oh, I don't recognize password. Send me a new password. How secure is that?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
See?
Hey, look, you have a lovely day. Thanks for
your
call.
I'm waiting for my lad to turn up and my little girls, and I'm hoping that when they get a bit bigger, they might learn as much as your guests in there are going to learn in the next few years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks for your call, Arthur.
Take care, guys.
Cheers now. Bye. 6 minutes away from one, and we're still talking about homework. Who thinks that we should? Hands up. Let's do it out of four of you. Who still thinks that you should do X amount of homework a week? You should. One. Everyone else, hands down, two. In your own time. We've only got, like, 5 more minutes. So, Thomas, you don't think you should be doing homework? I'm shocked. Is that a yes or a no? Well, hang on, you're just shaking your head now. Is he all right? Come on, homework or not, T?
Thomas, step up to that microphone.
Well,
speak for the rest of the group.
A small amount.
A small amount.
Like, not loads, but a little bit.
Okay. Not loads, but a little bit. How much is a little bit? An hour's worth a week? 2 hours? Because let's be honest, Kaya's doing 1.5 hours. That's all she's doing. That doesn't seem to be a massive amount. But a couple of people have already mentioned that, you know, we as adults want you to get in the real world at some point. And, you know, to live with that saying I said yesterday, live by the sword, die by the sword. Well, hang on a minute. If I was to do what was required overtime wise, like, and use it as a homework is overtime, I'd expect to be paid or wouldn't expect to do it if I didn't have to. And so on. So, you know, and bearing in mind, going back to the original point that when we discussed this, it was deemed punishment. Maybe we should review this. What do you think? But that being said, I'm going to contradict myself now. I'm going to say the best thing that, you know, you can do at school is learn as much as you possibly can. And if that means homework, then so be it. You got something to say?
No, but I've got a lot more hours than what Kai gets.
I found a chart.
You found a chart?
Yeah, and right. It says what the expectations should be.
Right.
So, year 7s and 8s should get roughly 45 to 90 minutes.
Okay.
Which is, yeah. Year 9 should get 1.5, and year 10 and 11s should get 1.5 to 2.5 hours of homework. And this is, like, a day.
A day?
Yeah.
Not a week, a day. 1.5 hours? Yeah. What's year 9? How old is that?
13 or 14.
Yeah, that's 13 or 14 year olds.
Okay, so go back to 12 year olds. What? How much are you expected? According to that chart?
45 to 90 minutes a day.
A day? Good grief. Yeah. That's an awful lot, isn't it? I mean, bear in mind, what you get home at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because you live in Sandown, okay? Just bring yourself back up to that microphone there, Thomas. You get yourself. What time do you get home when you go to school?
4 o'clock.
What time do you leave school? What time do you finish?
3:30.
3:30. So you're home by. You're home in half an hour. Yeah. So, you know, on a good night, you could probably do half an hour. Before then, you know, you've got to you sit down, have a meal and stuff, and you've got to relax as well. It doesn't give you a whole lot of time, but with you, it's a lot less time, isn't it? So if you're then expected to do half an hour to an hour and a half worth of homework, that takes you up to 6:30, okay, and you still haven't had time to have your tea yet, and then you've got to relax and chill out. It's a bit harsh, isn't it? Do you think?
Yeah.
But because you only live up the road there from your school, 10 minutes, so would it be fair to split this and say, hey, look, because you don't live nearby, you don't have to do any homework, okay, but Tristan does because he lives nearby. Would that be fair?
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, well, he's got the ump now. He's got the ump with you now. Why wouldn't it be fair then?
Because, like, it's not like treating everyone else fairly.
Right.
But it doesn't really matter where you live. I think we should all get, like, the same amount of, like, homework.
Okay, all right. Kaya, finish up.
Like, it's not my fault where Jess lives. I can't, like, say, oh, you can't live there because it's unfair because you didn't get any homework now.
Well, in my day, if you lived on Pan, you went to one of the schools on Pan. If you lived up Carisbrook, you went to the schools on Pan, on Carisbrook. You know, the sad thing is we've allowed people to move around the island and go to different schools. And I think that's kind of given ourselves a little bit of a problem. That's my view on it. Hey, look, we've reached the end of the... Well, I don't think we've discussed it enough. I think basically because that lady stole 10 minutes of your show and you've got to go back and report back to her a little bit later on. But I just want to say that it's been a privilege having you in this week. It's been good fun and it's been a real eye-opener as well. We've learnt an awful lot together. Homework is a punishment. That's what we have learnt. Is there anything you want to say before you go? Yeah? Nothing at all? Nothing at all before you go? All right, okay. Thank you. Thank you for being there. Have a great rest of week and enjoy the summer holiday. Stand by, Kitty is on the way next with the Thursday afternoon show.